The Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called Timelines. Timelines. The Lord says, do not bind to the false narrative. The false narrative are Satan's lies and his propaganda machine. I have shown you an inkling of timelines. It is a choice. Dark winter or the best is yet to come. You're currently in the scare event. It can work two ways. Scare you awake or scare you into a different timeline. It's all a show. Remember the word that I gave you way back. A tale of two narratives. It was a teaching, a tale of two narratives. Continue to hold the line. What does that mean? Continue to hold fast your confession of faith without wavering, for his faithful that promised. That's Hebrews 10:23. Stay in faith and do not allow fear to change your timeline. If you could see into the heavenlies, you would see just how much progress you have made. You are winning. The enemy, they are scared and they're trying to scare you with their false narrative, for they really know that they have lost. Do not allow fear to change your timeline. Always remember, fake news is fake. Make no mistake, the victory is yours. I always cause you to triumph. Satan's timeline is the great reset. Resist it. Push back against it. Your timeline is Jubilee. Violently take it by force. Do not cave into temptation, the thoughts that come against your mind to get you off track. See, it's very careful. We watch our mindsets. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. The horse and the rider has indeed been thrown into the sea. The choice has always been up to you. What you believe and speak becomes a reality. Didn't you just sing that today? I want reunion with my people all over the world. I want all mine to be off of Satan's timeline. But it is up to each one what they will choose. I gave the earth to man, and what he says stands. More and more are inviting me in, and the kingdom of God is breaking through into the earth, no longer just in the hearts of my people. Stay positive, comfort the weak, and encourage them that all is well. There's so much more with you than are with them, the wicked. One thing the Lord did say to me, or I did hear someone say, was that the deep state, the Luciferians, they feed off of your negativity. The devil feeds off of that. Joshua 24:15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose. Did Joshua get what he said? Yes, he did. My plans that I give to men to execute are thwarted by the negative words of men. Make the decision today. No matter what you hear or see, you will continue to trust my plan. Guard your heart and mind. Don't even let them go to the realm of the unthinkable. Don't let your mind travel down what they were going to do. Stand your ground. Hold the line. You will see the salvation of the Lord. And we know what happened at the Red Sea. They were blaming Moses and crying to Moses and being negative, and Moses was getting upset. God says, what are you praying to me for? Stretch forth the rod. And he did, and they went through on dry ground. What's the weapon of our warfare? The rod. It's the word. The weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but mighty through God, to pulling down strongholds, casting down every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into obedience to Christ. This is why you're awakened. This is not the time of retreat and defeat. The end will not be for everyone. The line has been drawn in the sand. Choose.